Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy with a high only around the low 50s. Another theft of thousands of dollars worth of cell phones reported Monday on the south side of Kenosha. The target, McTernan Wireless at 2601 75th Street. Owner Dan McTernan telling the Kenosha News, it appears two suspects used crowbars to break in and took what he described as a car's worth of devices and accessories. It's the second major crime in this area involving cell phones. Last week in Mount Pleasant, the AT&T store on Durand Avenue by the Walmart, that was robbed at gunpoint by two men who got away with what a police report said was more than $30,000 worth of cell phones. It's closed again after having just reopened a few weeks ago, Washington Park Velodrome in Kenosha. There's some additional work being done.
Work to seal the track and do other maintenance is scheduled to continue through Sunday to ensure the proper drying time. The track is scheduled to close again in a few weeks to allow crews to paint the racing lane stripes. The date of that closure has not been announced. The velodrome was scheduled to open last spring after the old track was rebuilt. However, problems with the racing surface and some underlying foundation problems kept the track closed until a few weeks ago. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County Board has an executive committee meeting just ahead of the regular 6:30 p.m. meeting tonight at the Ice Grove Office Complex. It's another closed session to again talk about a possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. Committee did have a closed session last week on that very same issue, as well as another matter that involved the village of Sturtevant, but nothing was mentioned afterward. The 6:15 p.m. executive committee agenda says the group reserves the right to reconvene in regular session to take action on items discussed in the closed session. No mention, though, of any specific potential buyer of Ridgewood after talks ended weeks ago with Villa Healthcare. Racine Unified School District's current budget, the one forecast for next year, and what lies ahead over the next 5 years, all part of last night's school board work session. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talking about budgeting very tight based on the close monitoring of all the numbers in all the different areas. Duff reminding board members the figures connected to such areas as staffing only estimates at this point and subject to change.
Might end up saving money. It might end up costing more. Like all the estimates for what these additional staff, it's just based on an average. We might end up having savings or might, you know, so we'll know more as we hire the staff. We know what they'll cost once we work through the entire system. We am working on the entire purse bud, which is over 100 and some million dollars worth of the budget. So it's we'll know more. Sometime this month as to where that's ending up.
He mentioned improvements to the virtual learning effort, which also could benefit, he said, the district financially in terms of enrollment and state aid.
We're improving our virtual learning programming so that they will use RUSD, stay as our student, and we don't pay to have them be a virtual student in Appleton or Northern Ozaukee or someplace near Madison. So that will, we're hopeful that that strategy will bring back students so that we count them as ours and we get to keep the revenues within RUSD. So they're a homeschool student and they're just not doing anything. They're not counted.
Board member Matt Anser said for Duff to be within about 0.5% of his projections on a $300 million budget, unbelievable. And Racine County Veterans Services, in partnership with the Tabak Law LLC firm, is offering up a no-cost will clinic for veterans and their spouses or domestic partners on Saturday, May the 13th. It'll be at the Racine County Workforce Solutions on Taylor Avenue. Free legal services to be provided including wills, financial powers of attorney, health care powers of attorney, and living wills. In addition to Tabak Law, the State Bar of Wisconsin's pro bono program will contribute their expertise to the clinic. It'll be run by appointment only from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anybody interested must sign up for this clinic and complete a mandatory estate planning questionnaire by the 11th of this month. Call the Racine County Veterans Service Office at 262-638-6686 to schedule an appointment. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee has it first this evening, then it'll be the Racine County Board, a resolution for a one-year lease agreement to locate the SAIL program in the Lincoln Lutheran Center building on Dominick Drive, most recently used by the host shelter. The SAIL program's a short-term crisis stabilization center for Racine County adult residents who are having a mental health crisis. It's been in the Kranz building for about the past year, that after a water problem developed at the nearby Cornwolf Service Center building. The Lincoln Lutheran Center site, that's deemed more suitable going forward. The resolution says that the lease will cover the entire second floor, access to the third floor kitchen and lunchroom area, plus use of 9 offices on the fourth floor. The total rent to be $96,000. Racine Alderman Sandy Widener wants information when it comes to the city doing business and has three communications on tonight's 7 o'clock council agenda on three different subjects. Going to the Finance and Personnel Committee, a request to revise the Code of Ordinances to require the competitive selection of professional service providers on all procurements and that they go to the Finance Panel before final approval. Also, request to the Public Works and Services Committee and a call for an update on the fiscal status of the Safety Building, which was built back in the late 1960s, as well as an update on the sidewalk repair program, including last year's expenditures as well as this year's effort. The 6 p.m. Committee of the Whole meeting is on the request to support revised federal guidelines on employment services when it comes to people with developmental disabilities. In Kenosha, an alderman wants to lift the restrictions on the locations of tattoo salons and allow them in business districts all over the city. Right now, they're restricted to the uptown and downtown business districts with restrictions on where they can be located within those areas. Alderman John Fox, approached by somebody who said they wanted to open up a tattoo salon, but not in the uptown or downtown districts. Fox saying he's proposing that many of the restrictions on the businesses also be eliminated.
500 feet from a church or a school or, you know, whatever. And because I do believe that if that comes to be challenged, that we would lose that. And so why would we have that in there?
He said the ordinance change would not impact the businesses already located downtown.
There's three tattoo studios within 1,000 feet of each other. They'll be grandfathered in. Future use, there is still areas in the downtown district in the B3 that they can locate it. So I'm not trying to get them all. I'm just trying to make it to where they're able to go out through the whole city.
The proposed amendments referred to the City Plan Commission for review. The Burlington Common Council will meet in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 tonight ahead of its regular business meeting. One of the agenda items, the proposed sale of two properties to a developer group for a proposed $6 million project. The alderman to discuss the offer to sell 249 and 261 East Chestnut Street to Core Upgrades 2 LLC. Also on the agenda, the proposed agreement between the city and Burlington Pool Corporation for operating the new pool at DeVore Park, with final council approval slated for May the 16th, and purchase of a Class B liquor license for $12,500 from the town of Burlington. That is also scheduled for a final vote of the council on the 16th. Gander Mountain Sports Goods, which started in Kenosha County back in 1960, may end up closing more stores than expected under bankruptcy protection, with Camping World Holdings claiming it won the auction of GM assets. A resolution calling on the federal government to keep funding EPA's Brownfield Grant Program, used by many communities to clean up their industrial sites for new development, that was approved by the Kenosha City Council last night. Afterward, Mayor John Antaramian said that the current federal budget proposal basically eliminates the program, which he said would be devastating for efforts trying to clean up brownfield sites in Wisconsin and all across the country.
It also damages the number of individuals that are working in the state that are funded through the grant programs that the feds give the state dealing with brownfields.
He said the program's a big part of Kenosha's revitalization efforts.
Now, when you look at it, you've got the Azizo site that's being cleaned up now. You've got the Minkowski site that's about to start shortly. You've got the Chrysler site going. All those are brownfield sites that have funding from state and federal government along with city funds. You could not do anywhere near these projects without the state and federal government participation.
Calls it a very big deal if the funding is cut or the program is eliminated. Racine County Board Supervisor Mark Gleason is going to be talking this evening about his personal experience with having suffered and recovered from a stroke within the past year. He was seriously stricken, took a lot of work to get back physically and mentally. At the Isgrove office complex, Gleason will be talking about that experience to his county board colleagues, along with two doctors from Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Randall and State Senator Van Wongard, who covers both Racine and Kenosha counties, having a joint listening session tomorrow on the state budget. In fact, there's three sessions, the first at the Summers Village Hall beginning at 1 p.m., then 3 p.m. at the Paddock Lake Village Hall, and then the Pleasant Prairie Village Hall at 6 p.m. Kenosha's National Day of Prayer going to be celebrated at noon Thursday at Christ the King Church on 8th Avenue. The gathering to be praying for national, state, and local leaders, prayers for military, police, fire, emergency personnel also to be offered, the public invited to attend. The Racine Police Department to formally unveil its Wall of Honor inside the front lobby of the safety building Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The wall and related museum space made possible through a donation from SC Johnson. It replaces a smaller display in one of the cases. Part of this new display will highlight the community-oriented policing program started by former Chief Richard Paulzine, who of course passed away 4 months ago. The ribbon cutting will also include John Anderson. His father died in the line of duty March the 10th, 1935, his name among those listed on the Wall of Honor. An open house Racine County is this coming Saturday. The studios of WRJN and our sister station 92.1 The Shore, among those available for touring from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 4201 Victory Avenue. Also scheduled that day, 45-minute narrated bus tours of Racine, but with Pancake Day also taking place at Festival Hall, Real Racine's announced that the loading and the unloading area for the bus, well, that's being moved to the east side of Lake Avenue, just south of the Civic Center parking ramp. It's going to be that bright green bus departing at the top of the hour from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.